This podcast is brought to you by Link, simply the best way to learn languages. After you listen to the podcast, sign up for a free account at Link, LINGQ.com, and study the full transcript using Link's revolutionary learning tools. Well, here we are.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Steve. Another English Link podcast. We're enjoying the summer, although today's not as nice as it has been. But I guess one of the, obviously one of the global phenomenons this summer is the Olympics in Beijing.
Yep.
And, of course, that's one thing about the, why is it Beijing now?
I know that's one of your pet peeves. That, what I find, you are annoyed because we are forced to call it Beijing, whereas in other languages, they continue calling it what they always called it.
Right.
Pekin, or Peking, or whatever, but we call it... But what really annoys me is when they call it Beijing. Why? I mean, J is pronounced J in English. It's Beijing in Chinese. Why do they call it Beijing?
That's someone trying to be even more...
You know why it is in Canada?
Politically correct.
In Canada, to English-speaking Canadians... Mm-hmm. A foreign language must be pronounced like French.
Right. That's so, part of it.
That's part of it. So Beijing is Beijing.
The thing about it is, I don't mind calling it Beijing. It makes no difference to me. What is annoying about it is that it seems like every time we turn around, someone is telling English speakers, you can't do that. We have to do this to be more sensitive to these people, and we have to do that to be more sensitive to those people, and... Well, why? Why?
Well, that's, if you're talking about...
There's so many different cities in the world that are called different things in different languages. Why do we English speakers all of a sudden have to start pronouncing them like the original?
No, and nor do we call Rome, Roma.
Exactly. Or Milano.
Milano.
Or Paris. I mean, it's just, no, we don't.
Anyway.
It's just silly.
I agree. It's silly. And in fact, I understand that in Bombay... Now known as Mumbai, the locals still call it Bombay.
Of course. So you can change the name of a place? I mean, however the name evolved, that's the name.
Anyway, let's get back to the Olympics, where in the case of Canada, everyone was bemoaning the fact that Canada had so few medals.
Right.
And then our first gold medal, maybe, I don't remember if it was the first, but one of the first... was a very interesting story because it's a female wrestler. Now,
First
of all, we don't think of female wrestlers.
Right.
It's not something we would normally put our daughters into.
No.
And then I watched her when she got into the final, and she was so quick and so clever.
Mm-hmm.
I was very impressed. And then it turns out that she's from Hazelton, which is a town way up north in BC where... I don't know, there's lots of unemployment, and there's also quite a large First Nations, like Native community there. But as in a lot of those communities that, to the outsider, might seem somewhat dysfunctional, actually those communities are very tight-knit.
Right.
And so that community raised a lot of money. First of all, they had a wrestling program at the high school started by a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is the influence that one person can have.
Right.
So he started this wrestling program. He got even girls involved. Of course, a lot of people were against the idea of having girls involved in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
They developed a real elite program of people from Hazelton, this town, 500, 800 people.
Nothing town.
Buried in the mountains, like nowhere, way up north.
Yeah.
And so this girl, whose parents emigrated to Canada, who were refugees.
Right.
Refugees from Vietnam.
Yeah.
Came to Canada, started a new life. I think the father worked as a carpenter and then started some business up there. And then she went to the University of Calgary and she was involved in wrestling. And obviously she has a talent and she's done well, but it's just an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, we talk about, Canadians always think that other countries spend a lot more money on their athletes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that.
Right.
If we see some weightlifter from Turkmenistan or something, maybe he got his whole village to pay for him. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We always think we would do better if we spent more money, but money can't replace what obviously the talent that this girl had, and then the program at the school and the way the community got behind it. So I think that's a real, that's an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting story. Then I think we won some medals in rowing. So now we've already got like 7 medals. And some of the other countries that have money that don't do well include, like Sweden has, I think, 3 medals.
Right.
Switzerland has 2 or something. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are countries that don't seem to make that a priority.
But there, those countries have much fewer people than we do, too. I mean, based on population, yeah,
we should probably do better.
Probably do better.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, I mean, I think it maybe depends on the sport. Like, I would imagine that rowing might be fairly expensive as a sport.
Yeah, but there's a lot of countries that can afford it.
Yeah.
All the countries in Europe and Japan, they can all afford to have a rowing team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I think there probably is a tradition. I think Canada has always been strong in rowing, so there's a tradition, so there's people around.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly the success, I mean, China, I mean, some of their athletes, their divers, their gymnasts are just phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. And they've always been strong in sports. Yeah.
And of course, there's
Russians as well.
Well, the Russians, too. And there's lots of medals in gymnastics.
Yeah.
And swimming, there's lots of medals.
Yeah.
And of course, Phelps. You know, that's amazing.
Unbelievable.
And the other thing amazing is the Jamaicans, for such a small country,
dominated the 100-meter guy. I mean, he's not even trying. He's flying. That guy's unbelievable.
I know.
The rest of the guys aren't even close.
Well, but even the girl who won the Jamaicans went 1, 2, and 3 in the 100 meters dash.
For the women?
Women, yeah.
I didn't see the women's.
And the girl who won it, I mean, she was just flying.
Hmm.
But apparently in Jamaica, you know, there's quite a tradition. Track, Donovan Bailey, who is a Canadian gold medalist.
Right.
Originally, who emigrated from Jamaica when he was 14. And therefore, is kind of now he's a Canadian icon, but he's originally from Jamaica. He said that's the sport down there.
Right.
Track and sprinting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Ethiopians dominate in the distance races.
Yeah.
So, countries have their traditions.
Right. But having said that, I mean, usually in those races, it's quite close. Like, they're talking about split seconds either way. But that Usain Bolt in the 100-meter, like, he wasn't even trying. He was gliding, like, floating at the end. He was so far ahead of everybody. Oh, yeah. Like, he kind of stopped before the finish line and started celebrating.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, he wasn't even close. Was not even close.
Really? I didn't see his race, you know. I don't know what I was doing that
like
day.
You don't, to me, from the 100-meter races that I've seen in the past, I mean, he was just so far ahead. Like, it wasn't, he certainly wasn't fighting to the last second to get over the line. Like, the commentators were all saying, you know, he should have stayed with it. He would have broken the world record by more.
Right.
He started celebrating before he crossed the finish line. Well, anyway, we'll get to see him in the 200-meter final as well.
Oh, yeah.
Which is his better event, apparently. But that guy was amazing. Obviously Phelps, that's amazing. I mean, not just amazing he's amazing because he won 6, I guess.
Eight.
5, but on his own.
Right.
Oh, and then there were 2 or 3 team.
Right.
But the fact that the team also won, I mean, for all those factors to fall into place.
And not by much, necessarily.
And not, did you see the one, the butterfly, where he basically was behind the guy, the Croatian guy, or Serbia, whatever the guy was. And basically overtook him, like, right at the last split second, by a hundredth of a second or something. Like, it was unbelievable.
That was the butterfly segment.
The butterfly, yeah.
Well, Phelps did the butterfly segment.
No. It was like the 100-meter butterfly.
Where he raced on his own.
Raced on his own, I can't remember whether he was Serbian or Croatian or whatever he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of those two. He was in the lead the whole way.
Really?
And with about 5 meters to go, he kind of reached out for the wall when he probably should have taken another stroke. And just as he was gliding in, he was ahead all the way to the end, and Phelps came from behind, took an extra stroke, and he's with his extra long arms, just managed to get a finger in ahead of that guy. It was unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And, of course, I mean, everyone is commenting on how well organized the games have been.
Mm-hmm.
Some comment about the situation where they had some girl, I didn't see this, singing whatever song it was, and singing it very well, but they felt that her teeth were too crooked, so they substituted another girl, you know, to be to lip sync.
Yeah.
You know, synchronizing her lips.
Right.
And so this was criticized, and some people say, well, You know, they do that in the movies too. Well, yeah, that's okay, but that's not the same. And no. Very often they'll say, you know, sung by so-and-so.
Yeah.
So that was kind of unnecessary.
Right. You do have these kinds of things go on. Like they sometimes when they have outdoor concerts or shows at halftime and they have a performer out there, they aren't in fact singing live. Right. They're playing the audio and they're lip syncing right. on stage
yeah.
for whatever reason. So and then it comes out later and people make a big fuss about it. So I mean it does occur. I seem to remember right. there was some kind of a rock group that lip synced all their videos and then finally it came out. I mean I guess it does happen.
But yeah, I'm sure it happens. But it's just that here when you have a little girl
right
singing so well, then everyone sort of. Wow, look at her. She's yeah. tremendous. And yet that's not the girl.
I know. That's a bit...
that's
Not quite... Right.
Yeah. You know, another interesting thing, and interesting on the subject of the Olympics, was the Spanish basketball team, which had a picture taken...
Right.
...with them all pushing their eyes back,
mm-hmm.
you know, more sort of oriental eyes type of thing. And this created quite a controversy... And some people said that this was racist and stuff like that. There wasn't much criticism in China.
Mm-hmm.
No one was particularly perturbed by it. There were a lot of sort of politically correct people in North America or elsewhere in Europe who said this was terrible and right. stuff. But I must say, whatever. I mean, if a group, the Chinese basketball team put on either Afro wigs...
Right.
Or blonde wigs to pretend they're either black or Swedish or whatever. Right. I mean, I don't see why that's such a bad thing.
Right. I mean, people get so sensitive about it. I think, yeah, I mean, I don't think that, I mean, I guess they thought it was funny. I don't really think it was
I can't see why funny. They would do it.
I
don't see it.
Why they would do it either.
No.
I don't know.
It's, well, it's like here we are in China. Okay. Yeah. Here we are in China. People have... almond eyes
right.
in China, so there, or however you want, or slanted right. eyes, as it's yeah. sometimes said. Obviously, the word almond eyes is considered a nicer term than slanted eyes,
right.
or whatever. But, yeah, people can say, you know, long noses or
right.
or whatever, curly hair.
Yeah,
I don't... I think it's what you put into it. Anyway, that was a bit of a rather childish thing to do. It doesn't make the Spanish basketball team look very clever, but still.
It just makes me think, like, I don't think, like, that would never happen here. Maybe
never,
because I think, probably because we see Asians all the time here.
Right.
Presumably in Spain, maybe they don't have many Asians.
Right.
I don't know.
I think Asians probably are more of a rarity.
Right.
Whereas here in Vancouver, where it's 40% Asian,
right.
it's not a big deal.
No.
But, I mean, in
Canada... I was surprised, like, they did that. Really?
That's kind of childish.
Just that I was surprised.
But, I mean, it's just in a mood of playfulness. People are hamming around. There's
exactly.
There's like, an expression, hamming around, hamming it up, right. and the picture's being taken, and mm-hmm. so... They did this thing.
Absolutely. In general, I think people are far too sensitive about all that kind of stuff. I mean, right. it doesn't bother me. It's just people just take themselves too seriously. Right. That's.
Well, I mean, you take, for example, I speak Cantonese, and in Cantonese, I mean, the most common word to refer to a European is guailo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guailo, strictly speaking, means like ghost person.
Right.
Or devil, or something like that. I mean, that's their standard term.
Right.
That's the most commonly used term.
Yeah.
And, of course, they'll say, oh, that's not, you know, there's no intent, yeah. Whatever. But when you really think about it, it's not a very nice term.
No.
It's
and,
not.
And when they say, oh, there's no intent, that's exactly the same with all the terms that are used,
exactly.
that we use to describe people. There's right. no, most of the time... There's no most of the people using them. There's no harm or intended harm at all. So,
but
unfortunately, here we're not allowed to.
Well, it also has to do with the history of how these different terms were used, mm-hmm. and if the terms were used in a very sort of, you know, as part, you know, by people who are obviously very racist, and mm-hmm. if there's a history, like in the case of black people of being lynched. I mean, there's a pretty right. grim history
right.
of persecution of blacks in the United, mm-hmm. in the southern part of the United States, for example. But today, to carry on, and typically the people protesting about the Spanish basketball team are not people in China who thought, right. Either they thought they were stupid or they thought it was insignificant.
Right.
But it's the Canadian Chinese activist society.
Right.
Most of whom are quite content to say Guaylo all the time when they're referring right. to Westerners yeah. or Canadians, right. or but who want to be so sensitive
yeah.
about any opportunity to find a slight,
yeah.
you know. So yeah, I agree with you. The world would be a better place if we learned to take it easy a bit. And but a lot of these things are.
Yeah,
I guess it depends on how people are.
Right,
you know,
people are conditioned now to yeah. React. Oh, it's just horrible. Well, it isn't really. I mean, they're just words.
Right.
People just have to take it easy a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, getting back to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It happens once every 4 years. And I'm trying to think of any other notable.
Well, you know, one thing that I thought was interesting was the mayor, not the mayor, the premier, like the prime minister of British Columbia, our
right.
province, was in Beijing at our expense, taxpayers' right. expense.
Yeah.
Swanning around, as we call it here, you
right.
know. And he had a press conference to announce something that was of no significance to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the Chinese press was there. And the Chinese press are very miffed, there's a word, miffed, annoyed, that the Western press has been so critical
mm-hmm.
of many of the arrangements leading up to the games
right.
about the torch parade and stuff like this. And the Western press was complaining about pollution and one thing and another. So the Chinese reporters started grilling our premier. What are you going to do about the East Hastings? There's an area of Vancouver which is very run down and where drug addicts gather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely unpleasant to go there. And they said, what are you going to do about this? Are you going to clean it up for the Olympics? Because
mm-hmm.
Vancouver has the Olympics in 2010, the Winter Olympics.
Right.
And apparently he says, oh yeah, we'll have it cleaned up. What a stupid thing for a politician to say.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't got it cleaned up yet.
Right.
What makes him think he's going to have it cleaned up in 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I got a chuckle out of that. But
yeah.
politicians will say.
Right.
Unfortunately, politicians, I don't want to get into that.
No. No.
Maybe other countries have better politicians than we do, but I doubt it.
I doubt it. I think.
Hey, but somebody's got to do that job, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So we have to be.
Part of it is that who wants to be a politician?
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But we are going to have the Winter Olympic Games here, which is nowhere near the event that the Summer Olympic
no.
Games is.
We like the Winter Olympics better because there's less competition for
right.
our athletes.
That's right.
We have some definite advantages there.
Well, I bet you the Chinese will prepare for that.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of people who live in a very cold climate.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
but yeah,
there's
Europe
lots
is the main
of countries
competition.
That the climate thing it needn't necessarily be that important. Like the Russians obviously do very well at the Olympics.
The Norwegians,
Summer Olympics, I mean.
Oh, in the summer, yeah.
Summer, the Russians
yeah.
still they do well in the winter and summer.
Right.
The Japanese have a lot of medals.
Right.
You know, summer and winter.
Yeah.
They do well in both.
They
so,
haven't always.
Oh, no.
I think they did really well this time. Because
mm-hmm.
normally they've done well in the gymnastics, but this year
right.
they did very well in swimming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they seem to be everywhere. Every
yeah.
event you found the Japanese person was
right.
in the, you know, was in competition
mm-hmm.
or in the finals and stuff.
Yeah. They
and the Koreans.
Well. Koreans are doing well, I know.
Koreans did well.
Yeah.
And the Italians and the French did.
Italians, yeah, and French, yeah. English actually do quite well.
Yeah.
They do well, too. Someone on the radio as I was driving in was saying, we should be able to be close to, you know, the British or... Because I guess population-wise, they probably have about twice as many people as
yeah,
we
do,
but they certainly have more than twice as many medals.
Right.
And
but they have perhaps more of a tradition in certain
mm-hmm.
fields, maybe
mm-hmm.
in track and field. They certainly had a stronger swimming program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, swimming mm-hmm. is a big one. There's lots of medals
so many
in swimming.
Medals to be
and
had.
Climate is no factor.
No.
So it's how good your program is.
Exactly.
How early you can start them swimming.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Forth.
Well, apparently that Phelps guy from age 11 has swum like every day, every day, all day, all year. Anyway,
okay.
I guess that's probably a good place to end it.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you all again another time.
Okay.